AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Powerful winter storms are expected to douse California with relentless rain, heavy winds, and snow this week. Watches and warnings out from the Sacramento Valley all the way to Southern California. Ariel Cohen with the National Weather Service.
The brunt of the rainfall is expected to occur right through Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. My bottom line point, if you're planning to be out on the roads during the Christmas holiday, please reconsider your plans. By the time we get to late Wednesday through Friday, many areas will likely be experiencing significant flooding along with rock slides and mudslides.
In eastern Pennsylvania, emergency crews jumped into action this afternoon. Hai Panjwani has a report.
Authorities are responding to a reported explosion at a nursing home just outside Philadelphia that collapsed part of the building and that people were believed to be trapped inside. A plume of black smoke rose from Silver Lake Healthcare Center in Bristol Township as emergency responders across the region gathered. Musaline Watson is a certified nursing assistant at the center.
There was a loud explosion, and it told all of us to get back. And that's how I came back.
You have co-workers in there?
Co-workers in there. I'm calling them, and they're not answering. I tried to get through, but, you know, the officers, they said, none of us should get past them. Because it could still be dangerous.
Bucks County Emergency Management officials say there were injuries but had yet to report any fatalities. Audio courtesy of WPBI-TV, ABC 6. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The Commerce Department reports the economy expanded at a strong 4.3% annual rate from July through September. Consumer spending, exports, and government spending all growing. That news boosted stocks, the S&P closing at another all-time high. But the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index is sagging again amid concerns over high prices and the impact of tariffs. This is AP News. The NHL and NBA have a bunch of pre-Christmas games tonight. The NBA back on Christmas Day, as is the NFL. Kevin Coolbaugh recaps Monday Night Football.
Brock Purdy tossed a career-high 5 touchdowns to lead the 11-4 49ers in a 48-27 rout of the Colts.
On the road, tough environment, Monday Night Football, Phillip Rivers, like they got, you know, some momentum over there and stuff, so just a huge win for us.
The 44-year-old Rivers had 2 TDs in his first home start since re-signing with the Colts, whose 5th straight loss sent the Bills, Jaguars, and Chargers into the playoffs.
I'm torn of how to express it because it's been a blast. It's been a blast to prepare and to go stick and get ready and go out there and warm up and do all that with these guys again. But again, the name of the game is not, you know, go have a good time. It's help find a way to lead your team to win. And we've come up short here these first two.
I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.